One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. صلات والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "But undoubtedly, your names along with your identities are presented before me. Therefore, recite excellent Durood-e Pak upon me, i.e. in the most beautiful words. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The status of parents in Islam is amazing. This is a secret which many of us don't understand. But if we could understand this, appreciate how important it is, we would reap untold rewards. Both mother and father, they spend the early years of a child's life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, caring for him. They show such amazing compassion towards the child that it is unmatched. And Islam teaches us to appreciate this as we get older. When we are young, we are the most important people in the eyes of our parents. For our mother and father, life evolves around us. Their entire being is centered upon the children. They don't have, or they do have, but they don't regard as important their desires and what they want. The desires of the children, the wishes of the children, take precedence. They become the most important things in their lives. In short, they do not have a life of their own. But the children are the life of the parents. When we're young, mothers spend all their time caring for us. They are totally dedicated to me and you. Not to mention the 9 months we spend within our mother. The care and attention that we receive, not to mention the near-death experience the mother goes through whilst bringing children into this world. In the 3 years after we're born, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, their life evolves around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As we get older, we start to become more demanding, and they try to fulfill all our needs and our desires. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it is more than a full-time job. When we go to work, we know that at 5 o'clock, we will finish our shift. But when it comes to parents, there is no shift time. There is no shift pattern. They can't forget. They can't have holidays. They spend all their lives thinking about you. This is why Islam places such an importance on respect and honor of parents. Feeding you becomes a top priority. They don't care about themselves. What they eat, what they desire, no. What you desire matters. From the best baby food on the market, to spending hours in the kitchen, to make sure that when you sit on that dining mat, you are pleased. Clothing you with the very best of clothes. They have desires. They want fancy clothes. They want these things. But now, they don't think about themselves. They want you to have the best jacket. You to have the best shoes. You to have the best clothes. And then, that early age. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Midden Channel. Nursing rates for those nurses who have to deal with nappies and toilet needs are sky high. And even then people cringe at the thought of cleaning other people. Yet how amazing are our mothers that without the slightest reluctance, with even not even a mark on the forehead, they clean and wash us when we're children. Their life evolves around our happiness. How many times do they have to repeat themselves before we understand? But not once do they say, well, I've already told you. When they're teaching us speech, they try to teach us words. They say, say Allah. And when the child first starts to say Allah, how happy are they? When the child first time says, Papa, Ami, how happy are they? There is no bounds to their happiness. Amazing happiness goes through their heart. When you start to speak, the words that you say, they repeat over and over again. And these are the happiest days of their life. They spend their lives planning for you, buying things for you. Every penny that your father earns is spent on you. When you are sad, they are sad. When you are happy, they are happy. If you're happy, no matter what troubles they have in the world, they are happy. This is an amazing connection, my dear viewers of Midden Channel. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is unprecedented. There is no example for it. The love and affection of the parents for the children is unmatched. They spend their time with you without even thinking. They're playing child games. They're playing with your toys. They fight with you. They tickle you. They spend hours running after you in the household. They throw you in the air. They make you laugh. Their goal in life is to make you happy. When you're ill, their world turns upside down. They run from doctors to hospitals. They stay by your bedside. They massage your feet. They kiss your hands. They kiss your feet. And yet, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, when we get older, what do we do? Allah, Allah, Allah. Do we appreciate that these two people in our lives spent their entire lives bringing us and getting us to that age where our intellect had developed and we started to understand things and we need to give them some time? No. My quality time is for my mates. My chill out time is for my mates. My parents don't deserve this. They spent their lives trying to feed you the best of foods, and yet
Did we ever ask, would you like to eat something? What can we get you? No. They spend their lives making sure we have the best clothes. But when was the last time we went out and said, Amiji, I bought this for you? My respected father, I saw this and I thought of you and I bought it for you. Can you imagine the happiness on your parents' face if you went and said, Amiji, I found this and I thought of you and I thought I'd bring it for you? Can you imagine the du'as, the prayers you would get? Yet we don't go there. Other people become more important to us. We don't even have the time to talk to the people who actually taught us how to speak. You know, your first words, your parents will still remember. And today, we don't have the time to sit down with our parents. I've got time for my mates. I've got time for my family. I've got time for the mother of my children. I've got time for my children. But I don't have time for my parents. And today, when it comes to parents, we don't want to hear their voice. They were the ones who loved our voice. You know, their life evolved around us speaking. And today, we say, oh, the old man's nagging again. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. These words could bring calamity upon you. But just as a human feeling, just think back. That person who you're talking about was the one who taught you how to speak. He was the one, or she was the one, who were most happy, whose life reached its pinnacle when you started to speak. Your happiness was everything. And yet today you turn around and shout at them. Yet today you think, oh, they just babble on. When you in reality babbled and you didn't make sense, they still pretended that you did make sense. And today, just because they're elderly, even though they're saying something that does make sense, you pretend it doesn't. Isn't that a shameful act? And now that you've been granted this voice that you can raise, you don't raise it with your mates. No, when I speak to my mates, I speak softly. You don't raise it at work. There's etiquettes at work. I don't want to raise my voice. You won't raise it when you're sat with people. But when it comes to parents, that's when you start to raise your voice. How dare we? How dare you raise your voice in the presence of your father, in the presence of your mother, and risk your iman and everything you've earned in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, as we said in one of the previous episodes, if you want to check if Allah Azza wa Jalla, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is pleased with you, check if your parents are happy with you. Making your parents happy should be the greatest goal in your life. Why? Because your happiness was their goal. And now today, when they reach an age where perhaps they don't understand, perhaps they do say the wrong thing, perhaps they force you into something you don't like, but their respect and honor is obligatory, is farz upon you. You don't get a choice in that. The scholars of deen have written that even if they tell you to do something which is totally against Sharia, don't obey them, but don't disrespect them. Still treat them with respect. They go as far as this, that even if your parents are non-Muslim, you still cannot disrespect and dishonor them. And yet today, our situation is such that our father prays five times a day, our mother is always found reading the Quran, doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and whenever they turn to give us some advice, we say, oh, here they go again. And we rebuke them and we curse them. Allahu Akbar. Have we forgotten those times when we learned to walk holding the hand of our father? When we ran, when the first steps we were taking, and we were running between our mother and our father, who were both sat on the floor catching us. And today, we stand 6 foot tall, And we walk out of the house after having shouted at them or ignored them. These were the legs that they massaged when you were ill. You know, all you needed to say was, Amiji, my legs are hurting. And your mum stayed up all night. And today, your poor mother is ill and you don't have time. I've got to go out with a mate. I've got to chill out. I've got to have a life of my own. I don't want to be stuck with these people. They didn't say that. If they'd said, I want a life of my own, what would you have done at that age? My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. It's time to carefully ponder upon where we are and what we've done. And the other important lesson is this, that what we do and the way we treat our parents will be reciprocated back. We will go through the same experience. If we mistreat our parents, then our children will mistreat us. If we do not fulfill the rights and obligations of our parents, then our children are not going to fulfill our rights and obligations. And one of the ways of securing and ensuring that your children learn the correct etiquettes and the correct manners and learn respect of you and honor you is to show them how to do it practically by looking after your parents. If your child is there and you are sat there with your father, massaging your father's feet, asking your father, Abaji, what would you like to eat today? You know, I will go and get whatever you want. Do you like this jacket? I want to buy it for you. Your child will sit there and think, this is my granddad. Look how my father is looking after him. I need to do that. And when he grows up, his ambition in life will be to do what he has seen. But let's flip that other side. If your child sees you shouting at your parents, being disrespectful to your parents, ignoring your parents, not bothering what they eat, when they're ill, leaving them on the side of the house, or saying to them, stop nagging. Just wait your turn. Because they will have picked up exactly the same thing. They will have realized that it doesn't matter. You know, there was a parable that a woman, a daughter-in-law, lived in a house. And they had a house and a little separate quarters where the father-in-law was. So the family lived in a house, the children, the mother, the father, and the father-in-law, the husband's father, he lived in a little separate quarter at the side of the house. And he used to be send food there and everything else. And this child sat down and he drew something. And he drew a house and he drew a little outhouse. And the mother said to him, Bitta, what is this you've drawn? He said, Amiji, this is my house I've drawn. When I grow up, I'm going to get a nice big house. And this is the house I've drawn. And Bitta, what's that there? I mean, that's for you. Because that's going to be where you live. I'm going to live here with my family and my children, and you're going to live out there. She said, why? She said, well, that's where you put Dadaji. That's where you put my grandfather. So that's where he lives. So that's where you're going to live. He innocently tore the heart of this woman. She immediately went to her father-in-law and brought him into the main house. Children will copy what they see. If today your children see you respecting and honoring your parents, you know when your parents walk in, if you lie there in front of the TV and just ignore them, that's exactly what your children will see. Just watch the next time you do that. They're watching. They're very, very observant. They're very, very clever. They see that. But if they see your father walking in and you stand up, stand in front of your father, Assalamu alaikum, Abaji, how are you? Come and sit here. Your children will do the same. If you observe them very carefully, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if you kiss the hands of your father, your child will do the same. If you massage the feet of your mother, your children will do the same. You know, an example of this is in every household. And you have so many Islamic brothers saying it, that when you start to pray in front of the children, children as young as 1.5, you know, two, will start to do sajda, will start to go into ruku, will even sit in attahiyat and raise the finger. As young as two. Why? They're copying everything. Because children will copy whatever they see. And at that stage, these children are in a learning curve. They will learn things that will stick with them for the rest of their lives. And if they see, as they grow up, from 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that my father's life evolves around looking after his mother and father. My mother's life evolves around looking after my granddad and my grandparents. And they are respectful. And these people are the most important people in our household. When they grow up, you will be the most important people in their household and in their lives. So it's time to think. It's time to ponder over what we need to do. It's time to recognize that Islam places great emphasis on respect for parents. We always complain that our children are not respectful to us. But just ask yourself this question next time. How obedient are we to our parents? If the answer is that we're not, then we're starting to see that. It's time to change. It's time to change. It's never too late. If your parents are upset with you, fall to their feet and apologize. But Islam brothers, there are very many people who sit there crying. And you know when you ask them, they say, my parents passed away in a state where they were unhappy with me. Your Darul Ifta has many times received messages. What do I do? My mother died while she was upset with me. What can I do for her? My father died while he was upset with me. And we upset our parents over little trivial matters. Over little things that will never mean anything. But we tend to take it as important. There was one Islamic brother. He said that he spoke to somebody who said, I don't talk to my dad. We've had an argument. It's been a few months. He said, why? What happened? He said, well, what happened is that my father was in Pakistan. He asked for some money. And I sent him X thousand pounds. And then when it was time to repay the money, he repaid me in Pakistani money, which meant that I was having a great shortfall. So we had an argument over that. And we stopped talking to each other. Allah, Allah, Allah. The Islamic brother, alhamdulillah, because of the beautiful Madni Mahal of Dawat Islam, he said, what? You are not talking to your father over a few pence and pounds and few hundred, whatever it is. They were the ones who did everything for you. Your money doesn't matter. For the sake of pounds, you have upset your father? No. Your life is useless. Allah is displeased with you, but your father is unhappy with you. Go to your father and apologize and say, he is right. No matter how he says it, just say, he is right. Apologize to him. Do not waste your life. Something clicked in this brother's mind. He immediately put the phone down. He made his way to his father's house. And he asked him for forgiveness. He said, I am wrong. I don't want to win. You know what the father said? This is how much love they have. Father said, Nay, you were right. I was actually wrong. He said, no, Abaji, I don't want any money. Please just forgive me. Just forgive me. This is how much love they have. That if you humble yourself in their court, they're not going to be stubborn. They love you. Yet we don't show our love and affection for our parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. It's time to think where our lives are going. It's time to contemplate that we need to prioritize the people in our lives. Who are the important people in our lives? They're not our mates. You know, you're at college, you're at university. Those mates you only met a few weeks ago, a few months ago, maybe a few years ago. And what have they done for you? A few little favors here and there. What about the people who've been doing you favors from the moment you were born? You cannot list the favors that they've done for you. If you sat down with a pen and book, you would spend years and you still wouldn't be able to list them. Yet, today, we ignore all these favors that these amazing people in our house do for us. And we take a little favor that a friend has done and give it high priority. Let's get our priorities right. We take a little bit of love and affection from the people of the world, and we think, he's great, or this person is amazing. You know, and often youngsters say this, oh, his mom and dad are amazing. They always, you know, say good things to me. My mom and dad? No, no, no. That's where we're going wrong. Your mom and dad are the most amazing people in the world. It's just you don't see and recognize it. If you gave your mom, your mother and father affection, love, honestly, they would make dua for you, and Allah Azza wa Jal would give you so much blessings that you couldn't even imagine. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let's recognize this amazing gift. Let's take it with both hands. And let's start to honor and respect our parents. If we've made mistakes in the past, Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving. Let's ask, do true tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, I'm ashamed of this act of disrespecting my parents. Ya Allah, I vow never to do it again. Give me the strength to do it. To do their khidmat. Give me the strength that I can be patient in their court. Give me the strength that I can humble myself before them. And Ya Allah, give me the strength that I can make them happy. And then go to the court of your parents. Present yourself before them. Apologize for anything you've done. They are the most important people. And you know the amazing thing about parents is, you just have to open your mouth once and apologize. And their heart is so, so soft that they'll start crying. You're apologizing for your mistakes, and they end up crying and forgiving you and giving you blessings. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq to kiss the hands and feet of our mother and father every day and wake up in a state where our parents are happy with us. Look at their beautiful face and earn the reward of an accepted Hajj every day, as many times as we can during the day, and to go to sleep in a state where our parents are happy with us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala.
One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. One who pleases his parents pleases Allah.